Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Use My Gifts for His Glory, already in progress.
Absolutely right. You and me as dead husbands, fathers, we have to submit to the master. And if we don't, then he's going to discipline us. But you know, the average person in the average church that I've ever been to never heard a testimony like these I've been telling you about in the last few minutes. But these are true stories. You know, that's just like Dave. When Dave come up here and talk to you early, of course, Jeff got healed of all kinds of stuff. But Dave's the one that had eczema for 40 years. When I met Dave and I told him he was under a generational curse and we would have to repent of all those sins, have to break the curse, kick out the devils and all those things. And I said, it will work. But it didn't work it took a year and over a year and a half. It took 20 months for Dave to get healed. In fact, at a year when Dave come up and said, Pastor, it doesn't appear to be working. He was so terrible. I mean, if you've not looked at the CD, the DVD, Sickness is Satanic Oppression. You need to get a copy of that and look at it. You'll see Dave's testimony of how bad he looked while we were praying for him. So you can look at those things knowing that if you stand your ground with God, you walk holy with God and do what God says, he'll heal you. Now, just like Dave, when he finally got healed, just a little under 2 years, when he finally got healed, he came to me and said, why did it take so long for me to get healed? And I said, well, Dave, only God knows that. I don't know. But I said, you did something that he didn't like. Otherwise, it would have been quick. I said, ask him. He'll tell you. So Dave began to pray and really seek the God, the Lord, honestly. And the Lord spoke to him and says, Dave, the reason it took so long for you to get healed, I don't know who you are. You don't know who I am. He said, Lord, I go to church every Sunday. I tithe. I walk in love with everybody. Oh, Dave, I know all that about you. But the thing is, you don't spend but maybe 15 minutes a week in my word. He said, well, Lord, how much time do I need to spend in your word? He said, you know, a tithe would be a good place to start. 2.5 hours a day. Oh, my. Well, do you want to get well or do you want to stay sick? But see, I'm telling y'all what God told Dave. And after God told Dave that, and Dave repented and said, Lord, he said, Lord, what if I had been spending 2 or 3 hours a day in your word? Then the Lord spoke to him and said, Dave, your healing would have been very quick, very quick. So anyway, guess every day Dave takes his Bible or something, and he walks all the way to the mailbox and back that half a mile and walking real slow and reading, spending 2 or 3 hours a day in God's word. And guess whenever, just like for instance, when he's doing it, here a while back, one of his sons, his oldest son, when he was a lot smaller, fell off of the bunk one night and broke his arm. Dave set it back with his own hands, put it back in place, and he said, now, Father, you made me a covenant, and you said in that word, I could ask for anything, and you would do it for me. So, Lord, I repent. If I've done anything wrong, I repent of all sin. Now, I'm asking you, on behalf of your word, to heal my son's arm. And I thank you for doing it. I will trust you and I will not take my son to a medical doctor. And guess what happened to that arm? Healed perfect. You can't even see. Today, little John, you could not tell which arm was ever broken. It's perfect. They never even put a splint on it. Nothing. Dave just set it by hand and prayed. And God done it. Now then, if you're walking in obedience to God's word, these scriptures that he promises you, he'll do. You don't need the help of a doctor if you have this kind of faith. But if you don't have this kind of faith, you're going to need a doctor. You know, and there's almost nobody in the church that has the kind of faith we need to walk in divine health. When something goes wrong with your body, can you imagine? What if that day, you didn't notice George wasn't in a big hurry. You know, he was standing in faith, but he still went to the doctor. Now then, what if he had just stayed at home and said, Lord, I repent for all sin, and I'm standing on your promises. I believe with all my heart it would have been just like that woman that was over there in Norway. This little woman about this tall. She did not love herself, and she was only like 50 years of age, and she couldn't walk from here to the back door and back without being totally out of breath. Cheryl told me that night, the first night we preached in Norway, she said, "Honey, I've never seen so many women that don't love themselves. These women do not love themselves. You're going to have to preach on love." And so this little lady had to be my translator that night. So everything I said from the King James Bible, she had to translate it in Norwegian and say it in, I said in English, she had to say it in Norwegian. So that night after she went home and she said, "Lord," she walked up and looked in the mirror and she said, "Lord, I'm going to do exactly what Thurman said tonight. I'm going to look in there and say, I have not loved myself. Lord, you made me and I'm your daughter. And I know you don't make no junk. So if you made me, you must have made me just exactly the way you want me. I must be beautiful in your eyes. Maybe not myself, my own eyes or somebody else's eyes. But you are the one I have to please because you are my husband. I'm thanking you for healing me. I'm thanking you for making my body perfect now. And I'm thanking you for renewing my lungs and heart and everything where I can run and play again in the name of Jesus. Because I promise you from this day forward, I will do what the scripture says. I will love you and I will love my neighbor as myself. I will love myself and I thank you, Lord, for healing me." And she looked in the mirror. While she's looking in the mirror, the Lord says, "My daughter, now that you've obeyed my word, I'm going to completely heal you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet." And she ran 6 miles to the ministry center to tell us about it. 6 miles. I couldn't run 6 miles right now without a lot more faith than I got. But she run it after she hadn't walked 50 yards in the last several years. Heart and lung problems, all because she didn't love herself. That's a sin. God tells you, love yourself. But he didn't just say for the women to do that. He said all of us are to do that, husbands and men and women. Now then, if God told us to do all these things, what do you think we should do? I think that's what we should do. Yeah, we need to make sure we repent of all sin, make sure we walk in love. If we've got all of our sins confessed, that scripture we read a while ago in Psalms 103, when we confess our sin, how many does he forgive? And then after he forgives all of our sins, how many of our sicknesses does he heal? So what's the big deal? I mean, if we confess all of our sin and we don't get healed, we need to start saying, "Okay, God, I got to look to see what I didn't do right. Somewhere in here I got a sin. Is that right? I'm doing something not right." And here's what. One day, Eldon and I, we was working on some equipment, and me and him worked together every day for 2 weeks. I don't know how many things went wrong that week, but several things went wrong. Especially whenever the welder, when the needle and seat hung in the carburetor and all the gasoline in the tank run into the sump and overflowed it completely with gasoline. And I went out there and cranked it up and it started. And I saw this stuff blowing everywhere, all over the place. And I shut it down. I thought, "What in the world is that?" And I checked and it was gasoline. Technically speaking, that thing should have blown up. As soon as that thing started and the heat and that exhaust come out and started to hit, it should have blown up right in that barn and who knows what should have. But anyway, I shut it down. We drained the oil out of it, drained the gasoline all out. We fixed the carburetor, put it back together, cranked up. It run like a champ. Eldon said, "Thurman, I've never worked with you in my life when this many things went wrong in 2 weeks." He said, "What do you think you did that caused all this to come upon you?" Well, see, he knew the principles. He knew. So I said, "I don't know, Eldon," but I said, "Let me ask the Lord." I said, "Father, in Jesus' name." And then I thought, oh, had to be the Holy Spirit just spoke to me. "Forget it." I said, "I don't have a notepad and a pen." So since I don't have a notepad and a pen, I couldn't remember them all, I'm sure. So we'll just wait till I get home and then I'll ask the Lord later. Because see, as many things went wrong, how many ways can you sin? Just think, if you don't eat of faith, it's sin. So when you sit down to eat a meal, if you don't pray over it and pray over it in faith, you just sin. It's a good thing you're a son, right? Good thing you're a daughter. Because, you know, you want God to bless that. Every once in a while, me and Cheryl will be real busy doing something. I'll sit down in there and start eating or something. She'll say, "Did you bless that?" And I think, "Lord, forgive me. I did not bless it." But most of the time I try to. I try to always make it a point to make sure that I bless everything I eat because I want it. And if not only just bless it, but this is the way I pray. If we're in a restaurant, you'll see. Father, put everything in this food we need and take everything out of it we don't need in Jesus' name. Because you know the food that they serve you in the restaurant, some of it ain't worth eating. You know that? But so if you ask God to bless it, will he do that? Yes, you're a son, you're a daughter. He will do that. And then he's given you these wonderful promises. The other day I was talking to Kim and Scott, and when I was talking to them, Kim said, Thurman, I've read this verse, Matthew 18:19. I want you to see what this says. Matthew 18:19. She said, I think her and her husband were both Catholics at one time. And she had read this scripture before several times, but never dreamed it meant what it says. But look what it says. Again, I say unto you that if two of you on earth shall agree about what? Anything that you ask me for, it might be done for you. It shall be. Well, see, when you pray, this is what you need to remind God. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're going to pray for Sister Sue or Brother Bob or whoever. And we're going to use Matthew 18:19. Because, see, he wants to know if you know your covenant. Now, if I know my covenant, just like the other night when Cheryl and I prayed for that lady that had the wrong blood put in her, and that girl saw us on YouTube. It's amazing what we're seeing. This girl called us and wrote us on email and said this friend of hers or whoever it was, I don't remember, from Romania, that the girl had put, she'd done something happened. Anyway, they had to put blood in her, and when they put the blood in her, they put the wrong kind in there. And by putting the wrong kind in there, it don't work. Two bloods don't mix, and so she was comatose. She ain't going to live. We got all kinds of issues. And the girl called, and I wrote, I mean, not called, this was email. And we prayed, we remitted her sins. How many of you in this room believe that you can forgive somebody's sin? If you don't believe that, you need to read that scripture. That scripture clearly says you have the power within you to forgive sin. Is that right?
2023.
John 20:23. There, George has got it. He knows exactly where it's at. That's like you said. When you need this word hidden in your heart, don't you, George?
Yes, sir.
Because when the enemy hits like he did with a flood the other night, you ain't got time to go memorize the Bible.
You've got to have it then.
You've got to have it in your heart. That's why the Lord tells us, hide the word of God in your heart.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Use My Gifts for His Glory, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.